Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, where we go and talk to Steve Hellwagon of 247 Sports and Bucknuts.com. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great. What's going on, Garrett?
Hey, man, nothing much. It seems like, man, half the top 10 is off. Hey, they must have went on vacation this week, man. And, you know,
five of the top 10 teams are not playing this week. Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Penn State, and Oklahoma. They're all off this week. It's just a byproduct of this schedule. I mean, they start Labor Day weekend and they end Thanksgiving weekend. And this is probably a once every 5 or 6 year phenomenon that you have 14 Saturdays instead of 13. And so everybody gets 2 weeks off. So what they could have done was held back the start of the season a week, but that wouldn't have been happy for people either. So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, that's the way it's stacked up this year.
Well, it looks like for the Ohio State Buckeyes, playing like probably, probably to a lot of people, the best team in the country right now, playing – the most impressive football out of a lot of teams. I think a lot of people have LSU and Ohio State playing some of the best ball this year, 1-2 or 2-1, whatever you want to put them, followed by Alabama somewhere in that mix. And you look at them, and looking at the season and the way it's gone, where would you have the Buckeyes in order and looking at the totality of the body of work?
Two on my list. I just think LSU has got some huge wins when you talk about already beating Auburn and beating Florida, also winning at Texas. Those are huge wins. And then for Ohio State standpoint, they've already beaten Cincinnati and Wisconsin, who are both ranked, maybe not quite as highly ranked as Florida and Auburn are for LSU, but Ohio State's got the best combination of offense and defense of anybody in the country. Probably still, I haven't looked at it this week because they're not playing, but probably still, I would almost have to believe, still in the top five in both offense and defense after the way they dominated Wisconsin last week. So I put those two at the top. After that, you can almost put Alabama, Penn State, Clemson together in a group and draw them out. I mean, Penn State's got teams, Michigan and Iowa. Alabama and Clemson have not played or not beaten anybody who's currently ranked. So that kind of holds them back. Their best win is probably both of them, Texas A&M, who's just outside the polls. So you look at it, there's a lot of football yet to be played. And, you know, you look at next week, you've got two matchups of unbeatens alone next week with Penn State at Minnesota and LSU having to go to Alabama next week. We're going to whittle this field even down a little bit closer next week when the top teams play each other.
When you look at it, and you look at the next couple of weeks, schedule lines up as if, you know, you got a couple tune-up opponents. You got a Maryland on the 9th, then you're going into Rutgers. You got those two opponents, and then you got the two back-to-back weeks. You got Penn State on the 23rd, and then you of course, got Michigan. How do you think the Buckeyes should handle those two opponents? You know, you take care of those 2 weeks, and then you got two back-to-back weeks against Penn State, who looks like they may be undefeated going into that game, which, you know, if they're undefeated in that game, that's the Big Ten championship. That's your season right there, do you think?
Oh, no question about it. And Maryland is in action today, actually, at home against Michigan. Maryland was off to a great start early in the season, beat Syracuse when they were ranked team. Their quarterback, Josh Jackson, transferred in from Virginia Tech, and he got hurt. And from the moment he's been hurt, Maryland has kind of gone south since then. And it'll be interesting to see if they can give Michigan a good game. That one's coming up at noon today, and I think a lot of Ohio State fans will be glued to that just to see if Michigan, on their side of it, can build off what they did last week against Notre Dame. That was probably their best game of the season to date. Notre Dame, or rather Michigan over Notre Dame last week. Rutgers is unfortunately going through, you know, another very difficult season. That game's at Rutgers, and this is what I think about those first two. Before we talk about the last two, the first two, their big concerns, you know, for Ohio State all season: how are they going to do going on the road to Northwestern? How are they going to do going on the road at Nebraska? How are they going to do with Wisconsin coming in? Are they going to be able to handle the challenge? Well, they've handled everything that's been put in front of them with very few hiccups. I mean, the closest game they've played has been 24 points. And so I look at it and just believe that that they're going to take care of business, continue to take care of business, particularly rested, going into Maryland and Rutgers. And then, as you said, you get down to those last two. If Penn State beats Minnesota and they come into Ohio Stadium at 10-0, and Ohio State is 10-0, you're probably talking about a matchup of 2-3 at that point, something like that, maybe 2-4. And that's going to really be something if that's what it comes down to that week, Ohio State, Penn State. I think Penn State's been a tremendous surprise this year to win the number of games that they have. I had them taking a little bit of a step back without Trace McSorley, but their defense has been outstanding. They've got some playmakers with K.J. Hamler on offense, and they've just been fabulous to watch. So they get back into action next week at Minnesota. And, you know, never count out Minnesota at this point. I mean, this is a program under P.J. Fleck. I mean, they broke a 14-year losing streak to Wisconsin last year. Minnesota did, so maybe they're legit. I guess we'll have to see. They really haven't played anybody. And then finally bring it all the way back around at Michigan at the end, Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday. Again, I think what Ohio State would like to see happen is to have the Eastern Division of the Big Ten already clinched before they go up there. But either way, if you want to be in the championship, national championship hunt, you're going to need to go 4-0 here.
Yeah, talking to Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When you look around the country and you look at Ryan Day, you know, what has been the most impressive part about coming in this year, new quarterback, you know, taking over a program from a legend in Urban Meyer? What has been so impressive about what he's been able to do with changing the way the defense has played, being more physical in the run game, or in being able to just come in with a new quarterback and be so dominant? What has impressed you the most about Ryan Day in this season so far?
Well, he has not been this job hasn't been too big for him, and I think it raised some eyebrows even back to last year when they named him as the acting head coach when Urban Meyer was suspended for 3 games. And he handled that assignment with no problem at all. They went down to Texas and took care of business against TCU, won the other 2 games handily against Oregon State and Rutgers. And so that gave him a little bit of a glimpse of what being the head coach at Ohio State was all about. Then when Urban Meyer's health issues came up at the end of the season and he decided he wasn't going to be able to continue with the day-to-day rigors of being the head coach, they already had the replacement in-house with Ryan Day. I think that he has done a great job managing the largesse of recruiting talent that Urban Meyer handed him. I think that's the first thing, is that he's been handed a great team. And I think a lot of coaches would, I don't know if they'd be in this situation with a perfect record, and not only that, blown everybody out that they played. But certainly he has been, he's just done a bang-up job with everything. And you hit on the 3 big things, the defensive improvement, the toughness in the running game. Last year they weren't tough in the running game that often. It was enough to differentiate themselves. They were a pass first offense, and then to have a quarterback like Fields come in, and maybe he's not put up the yardage numbers like Haskins, but he has definitely put up the touchdowns. I guess I don't have the exact number in front of me, but he is on pace right now. I think Haskins accounted for 54 touchdowns last year in 14 games, and I think through 8 games Fields is right there on line with that total. So between his running and his throwing. So he has been nothing short of sensational. So I guess you just say all three of those facets, but it's all clicked together in an uncanny fashion this team is nothing short of uncanny right now.
When you look at it, and you look at it, if Ohio State is able to, you know, take care of business in the Big Ten and able to take care of the business in the Big Ten championship, how do you think they match up against some of the better teams in the country? You know, there's been always this perception of Big Ten versus SEC and ACC with Clemson, as well as the way they've performed in the past. How do you think this team, this iteration of Ohio State and the Ryan Day team, do match up against a Clemson or LSU or Alabama? Do you think pound for pound, speed for speed, strength for strength, Ohio State can match up with those teams in the country?
Yeah, all we have to go on here is what we've seen. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to know much more about Alabama and LSU. Although I have a very high opinion of LSU right now, I think they could even abide a loss somewhere along the line and still be in consideration for the playoff, because, you know, you look at Georgia and Florida today, they both have one loss. One of them's going to leave there with two losses. LSU's beaten Florida, beaten Auburn, beaten Texas. So they've beaten some brand name teams. And so I think that gives them a little bit of consideration. But I think Ohio State on the field stacks up very well, just because, I mean, they would play two physical teams already, Michigan State and Wisconsin, and out-physicaled both of them, no question. Rushed for well over 200 yards in both those games. Not even an issue. So, to me, that's where it all starts. What I would like to see is for Ohio State to get fully healthy. Their linebacker, Baron Browning, who's been outstanding, has missed some time. They could use him down the stretch as a veteran guy to help with some explosiveness. He's been able to take the lid off the defense a couple times in his career, and I think that deep ball threat may be the one thing that they really haven't mastered. When they get, you know, inside the 30 or 40 yard line, they've hit some plays, but I'd like to see them, you know, really, really hit the big ball here at some point to kind of get that back in their repertoire. But KJ Hill's been a little quiet, wide receiver. Chris Olave has really stepped up. Garrett Wilson, the freshman, has stepped up. So those are things. Just get healthy. Get the guys back, as I mentioned, Browning and Mack in particular, who can help them make some plays down the stretch. And, again, their style of play, to me, looks like it would do very well on the national stage, whether they're lining up against LSU, Alabama, Clemson, whoever it may be, Oklahoma, perhaps an Oregon or Utah comes out of the Pac-12 and steals a bid. I don't know, but a lot of football left to be played. And even though this is a down week, five of the top 10 aren't playing, some of those other contenders are in action. I mean, the winner of the Florida-Georgia game is probably going to go to Atlanta and have a puncher's chance to beat Alabama or LSU in that championship game and sneak themselves into the playoffs. So it is so much every week. It's an elimination Saturday and no different this week.
All right, man. Steve, I thank you for taking the time with me on Saturday on your bye week, off week, to take time
to
come on.
We're going to clean out the garage today, Garrett. I'm so excited.
You're going to get put to work this week, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we enjoyed that, and I won't be cleaning out the garage, but you have fun doing that, and I will talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Steve Hellwagon of 247 Sports and BuckNuts.com, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.